Hello everybody. I come back to the mass range, low mass range and red giant stars. And I will show you here how with asteroid seismology we can constrain stellar models of red giant stars and how we can constrain the physics of different transport processes occurring in red giant stars. And here I focus on the rotation. So we look at the open cluster in GC6819 because we have a lot of red giant stars observed by Kepler here. And so we have a lot of asteroseismic quantities and information of stellar interior. Why we choose open cluster? Because open cluster represents a unique opportunity to constrain stellar models and it provides an unique constraint on stellar mass, radii, and on the distance to the cluster and the ages. And so I will focus on the rotation in red giant stars. So why rotation? Yeah, okay.
That's a better problem.
Yeah. It's a problem with rotation in red giant stars. Okay. So why rotation? So rotation. So here you have the Hirschsprung-Russell diagram with and without rotation. So with is tracks here and dots point, and without rotation is a solid line. And so rotation changed the lifetime during the main sequence, so the stellar ages of red giant stars. And rotation has an impact on the chemical profile during the main sequence. Here you have a chemical profile without rotation here and with rotation here. So you change the chemical profile of different chemical spaces. And so if you change the chemical structure of main sequence stars, you change the chemical properties at the surface of red giant stars. So your rotation has an impact on the stellar yields, and so on the chemical evolution of the galaxy. So I think a better understanding of red giant models and transport processes occurring in these stars can implies a better knowledge of our galaxy. So how we can constrain the physics of rotation in red giant stars? So as described by Daniel yesterday, asteroseismology gives us an information of core rotation rate with a rotational splitting. And we have an information of surface rotation when we have the star spots on the surface of red giant stars. So now we can compare theoretical profile, rotation theoretical profile, and the observed one. And there is a problem, of course. Here is for red giants observed by Kepler. You have the core rotation profile, the theoretical one here with the solid line. And two dashed lines here represent the observed value at the core and at the surface for these stars. So we can see a big disagreement between observed and predict core rotation rate. And so we probably need another mechanism to transport angular momentum from the core to the surface to explain this value observed by Kepler. We can also compare this prediction with other observation in the field stars deduced by Benoît-Moser in 2012. So here is the rotation period of the core. The observation is the gray dot here. And I compare this observation with my models in orange here. The symbol, the cross represents the RGB models and the triangle, the clump models. And I had here with the blue line here the models developed by Matteo with the stellar evolution code MESA. And so we see disagreement is an independent of the evolutionary codes, and we have the same problem, and yeah. So in 2012, again, Berger et al. Proposed to add an additional viscosity in the equation of the transport of angular momentum to quantify and characterize this additional mechanism to transport angular momentum in red giant stars. So we had additional viscosity here in this equation, and we do not change the transport of chemical spaces. So what is the effect of this additional viscosity? Here you have the rotational profile without additional viscosity, so normal rotational profile. And the red line here represents the same models with additional viscosity. So we transport very efficiently the angular momentum, and we decrease the co-rotation rate. So here I would like just to show you the effects of different additional viscosity at given initial velocity. So at given initial velocity is the black and the red line here and here. We increase the additional viscosity, so we decrease the co-rotation rate. And if at given in additional viscosity, the green and the black line here, if we decrease the initial velocity, we decrease the co-rotation rate. So from these sets of these models, compute with Tyrrell, we compute an individual frequency with LOSC and Gyre. And so here I would like to show you one model under RGB, so with a radius around 6 solar radius. And we have the individual frequencies, the delta pi, and the rotational splitting for Engel 1 and Engel 2. So. And we pass the flash with rotation, so now we have the rotational profile for the clump stars, and we have the rotational splitting for this for clump stars, yes. So we can compare with the same observation by Moser et al. Here is the same set of models I showed you before. So what we can see here, observation seems to show that during the RGB, the rotation of the core increased during along the red giant branch. And the theoretical models with an additional viscosity constant during the evolution seems to decrease the core rotation rate. So we probably need an additional mechanism more and more efficient during the red giant branch. Here I had models computed by Matteo in 2014, including the effect of Telosh-Poet magnetic fields. And he cannot reproduce observation with this mechanism. Just to come back and to conclude, come back to the open cluster. So now I develop a lot of sets of models, including additional viscosity at different initial velocity, to quantify the efficiency of this transport of angular momentum on red giant branch. And I'm working with asteroseismologists to compare my prediction with observation in this open cluster. So this work is in progress. And I think, on the other end, it's very important to exploit all potential of asteroseismic data. We have to combine them with spectroscopic data, I think so. And we need chemical abundances of different chemical species probing the extra mixing on the red giant branch. So as carbon s-to-peak ratio, nitrogen and carbon, or lithium. And very recently, there is an article in AstroPH where one star in NGC 6819, we have lithium and carbon s-to-peak ratio. So I think with APOCASC, we can have this carbon s-to-peak ratio for all stars in this cluster and for all, for large amount of reagent in the Kepler field. So thank you.
Thanks, Pachinder. Some questions.
So I had a question. This additional viscosity, is this, you know, what is the sort of, what's like sort of the motivation for this? I mean, it's just this extra term in the diffusion equation, but is there like a physical way, like just an easy way to understand what is the source of this? And is this, you know, and just by empirically, you know, you've run this grid of models to sort of empirically figure out how it evolves on the giant branch, and that gives clues, but is it actually, I don't know if you or Matteo want to comment on what it is.
So we have to explore different physical mechanisms to reproduce observation and to understand rotation profile. And I think this study is the first step to quantify the efficiency, to understand how this mechanism occurs in radiant stars. And
But it's still not really a mechanism yet.
No,
it's just
a parameter.
We need to put some more transport in, and let's just figure out how that has to happen.
It's a time scale. It's a time scale. It's not a physical process.
Well, for 6819, there are actually, there's a very accurate color magnitude diagram. I think there are a couple of double-lined eclipsing binaries in it, so the masses and radii of stars in that cluster are very well known. And I think my ex-student, Søren Meibom, who did his PhD in Madison, presented a study of the surface rotation of the main sequence stars of that. So there's a lot of additional evidence that you can get not only from astroseismology in that. I'm reminded of the extra mixing. I'm reminded of the work that we did on extremely metal poor stars, where you cannot explain the carbon isotope ratio and the lithium depletion of these of the mixed extremely metal poor giants, except by having extra mixing in the models. And the question is, what is that behind that? And I'm reminded there of the movies from the 3D, well 2D at that time, hydrodynamic models by Dave Arnett and his group, where you see actually the flames and you can see the gravity waves, etc., and you can see the mixing of stuff in there. So I think we have to move beyond the 1D stellar models.
Yes, of course.
The real stars are not, don't look like that inside.
Other questions? I had one for you quickly, which is, you're talking about stars in this cluster. Do we actually have confirmed astroseismic core rotations for any members of 6819? I didn't know. I don't know if there's a cross correlation between the Mosser field sample and the cluster sample.
We are working about the determination of rotational splitting. So, we have no really rotational splitting to show here today, but it is in progress. So.
Great. Okay. Thank you very much. Next up is Peter Puppets.